Fort Wayne Feedback is a presentation of 95.1 Best FM, WAJI Fort Wayne. Now, here's your host, Carrie Wellman.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Fort Wayne Feedback. I'm your host today, Carrie Wellman, and joining us in the studio, we actually have a new guest, Ann Arnold, who is the president of the Christ Child Society of Fort Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I think what we want to do today is just get people familiar with the Christ Child Society and what you are about in Fort Wayne. So do you have like a, you know, a mission statement or a goal in mind?
Yeah, I mean, the Christ Child Society is part of a national organization, and we've been continually serving children in need throughout the United States for more than 125 years. Our chapter is just 17 years old, and we're about 200, a little over 200 women strong, and again, we serve the needs of disadvantaged children in the Fort Wayne area.
And how do you go about doing that? I mean, are there different kinds of programs that you have, or is it just one? Okay.
Yes. We have several different programs. The signature program, every Christ Child Society has a layette program. And so we distribute newborn essentials, clothing, diapers, blankets. There's a bag that goes out to needy moms through the hospitals and through several different agencies. And through the Women's Care Center is one of them. Any mom that needs help, we give these bags to. So the layettes is the first one. We do a Coats for Kids program. That runs in October. We have a My Stuff backpack program that is basically given to either homeless or a lot of times it started coming out of the foster program, foster kids, where those kids received these backpacks, and now we've extended that to the homeless. I mentioned the Women's Care Center. We run a crib club at the Women's Care Center, so that's basically a store. No money's exchanged hands. The clients of the Women's Care Centers attend classes, parenting, English as a second language, classes, doctor visits, that sort of thing, and get coupons. And they exchange those for new goods out of the crib club. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, diapers, bottles, clothing.
All the necessities.
Everything. We also tutor at a few of the area schools. Precious Blood, Queen of Angels, and this year we started at St. Joseph's Elementary on Hale.
How did you determine what kind of programs you were going to address or what the need was in Fort Wayne?
Again,
you cover a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, we do. They're very, very active committees. Some are ongoing. For example, the Layettes program is ongoing. And I mentioned that every Christ Child Society has a layette program. The foundress, that was what she started with, helping newborn babies that whose mothers had nothing. So we started with that, and I believe we branched into the Coats for Kids program, and the first year we did that, so I think this has been like 12, 13 years ago, they started with 100 coats and could barely give them away because they didn't have the channel of distribution. So we go through the schools. We do take referrals. So it's all the schools in all the Fort Wayne community schools, East Allen. We're a little bit into Northwest schools. So those students that need help, back in the old days, it was anybody that qualified for a free lunch qualified for a coat. So we work with the caseworkers and the principals, and they identify those children that need a coat, and then we go through this whole referral process, and they come down to us.
Okay.
So we did that. And the My Stuff backpacks, the same kind of thing. Then there was a need through the foster care program, and basically, we just started putting those together. For example, we were giving out about 450 backpacks a year. This year, since we're expanding into the homeless, we're going to be up to 900 backpacks.
Wow.
So you wouldn't think there's that many homeless children in Fort Wayne. We keep finding the need, and we're you know, raising the funds to fulfill those needs.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that backpack program. What do you put in the backpacks?
There'll be books. There'll be notebooks. I mean, it kind of started out with like a little bit of school supplies because as these kids would get pulled out of the homes, they would have nothing.
Sure.
They'd go to school with nothing, maybe the clothes on their back. And a lot of these kids were coming out of meth homes. And those kids, they have to burn the clothes. So we give them basic school supplies, some toiletries, especially for the older kids. Every backpack has a stuffed animal. They're finding every kid, doesn't really matter how old, could be a 12, 13-year-old kid, and they're going to hang on to this stuffed animal. It's something to call their own, especially if it's like a homeless situation.
Do you tailor the backpacks to the child, or are they pretty much the same, except, you know, like you said, sometimes kids may need a little help with clothing or something, and others may not.
We aren't doing clothing at this time. I mean, we have other resources where we could probably find some clothing, but the backpacks will be age appropriate.
Gotcha.
So, you know, toddler books and that in a bag like that, and, you know, deodorant and chapter books and that kind of thing, and teenage.
Are the backpacks donated, or do you have to go out and buy those with funds you raise?
We do buy them, but we get some really, really good deals. We'll be the most frugal group of women I think you've ever run across. But we're also blessed to have, I know Darlington Farms has worked with us and find these backpacks at a really, really reasonable price and enable us to really spread the dollars that we collect.
It's amazing.
A long way. So
does that start at the beginning of the school year then, or anytime?
No, it's not backpacks for the beginning of school. It's whenever a child needs it. Like I said, somebody pulled out of the home for foster care with an issue at home, they'll get one. Families moving into Vincent Village, the homeless shelter, those kids will get a backpack, and they have a fairly high turnover right there. So all those children. And then we just started working with the crisis center. Is it, I wrote that down somewhere. The YWCA's crisis center there, Kara's House. So we're helping all those areas.
You have a wide network of people. It sounds like, or groups that you work with. And so when you hear, when somebody alerts you to some children who may need those backpacks, and you go.
That's right. I don't run the backpack program. We have chairs for each of those.
Right.
And the gal that runs that is just right on top of things. And, you know, the backpacks are kind of distributed ahead of time. So they have them. They have a supply of them.
Yeah.
And then if they run out, they let us know. We get off. Group of ladies together. I know we just packed 450 backpacks just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, and that was another thing I was going to ask is so you have them on standby. You've got them in the ready for whenever a child needs one.
Yes.
And in whatever age range that you guys, do you guys go up to like 18 or something, or is there not necessarily a limit?
It's, you know, most, they have gone up to usually eighth grade, usually, you know, 13, 14 years old.
I love how you said that you put a stuffed animal in each one, regardless of the age, because it's something to call their own. So is the backpack, though, you know? And
And we've seen we've heard back. You know, you never know when you do some of these things, how it affects a child. And one of the head of our backpack program was trying to buy erasers to put in these backpacks, and there was a deal at Best Buy or wherever it was, and Office Depot, excuse me. And they were trying to do it, but you could only get like 10 a person. So you send every member in to buy 10 of these things. So they kept going to one of the little gals was working at the counter, and they explained who we were, the Christ Child Society, and what we were trying to do. She goes, "Let me go get my manager." And she gets the manager, and she comes back, and she had a backpack that she had gotten from the Christ Child Society when she was young. And she still had that backpack. So it was kind of one of those.
Doesn't get
full
better
circle.
Than that.
No, it really doesn't. And you realize, okay, this is a good program that we've been doing.
Yes, and it has meaning far beyond the initial handing over of the backpack, giving of the backpack.
Right.
Amazing. Now the layout program. We're gonna go back even further.
Let's go back to that.
We're gonna go back to the babies now. I think that's an amazing program.
Yeah.
And you say you work with counselors or people in the hospitals who will alert you to.
Yeah.
Those in
again,
need.
Again, we assemble those backpacks, or the layettes,
uh-huh.
and work with the hospitals. So all of the hospitals, you know, they uh-huh. we have a contact there, and they'll have a supply of the bags. If they run out, they call our, you know, the chair of our layettes, and she'll get them over there. Again, you know, you and I may not realize that people go in and have these babies and don't even have a blanket to take a baby home, or mm-hmm. diapers or anything. I can't quite fathom that myself, but I know that it exists. And the nurses are usually the ones that actually know which ones are the really needy ones, because mm-hmm. maybe on the weekend case managers aren't there. So, you know, between the nurses and then our connections at the hospitals and some of the different organizations, we distribute those bags as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We don't usually get to see those babies, but
we
know it's needed.
Exactly.
We know it's needed, yeah.
And again, the same thing with the backpacks, I'll ask you. I mean, are the layettes donated, or do you go out and with the funds that you generate during the year, purchase those?
Yeah, we purchase everything. I mean, we're, you know, not-for-profit mm-hmm. and totally... fundraising and, you know, supported by fundraising, and we are working on some grants, and actually we just got, I'll get it wrong, we're just getting a grant from the First Ladies Charitable Trust from out of Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and so we're going to go down there to receive that in a couple of weeks. We're kind of excited about that.
Do they have a chapter in Indy?
They do not.
Interesting.
We have the first one was in South Bend.
Okay.
And it's like almost 50 years old. And so we're getting close to 20 years old. Mm-hmm. We are working at maybe getting a chapter started down in Indianapolis. I mean, you would think they would have preceded us, but that is not the case. They just opened a women's care center down there. And so that's a good way to start a chapter to form that crib club, like I mentioned that we
right.
have at the Women's Care Center. It's kind of a mission that you can start out with right away and then kind of partner with that.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, being a part of a national organization,
mm-hmm.
do you have, you know, yearly meetings? Are you in contact with other chapters, other
yes.
presidents and leaders?
Yes. Actually, there's an annual meeting where all the chapter, usually the presidents and vice presidents, come together, and then a convention every other year, which draws a little bit more mm-hmm. Participation. But, you know, we go over different things, talk about different programs that each chapter is starting. Like I said, all have layettes, but not everybody does the backpacks. Not mm-hmm. everybody does the a COPE program. And so we can learn from each other and different
Definitely.
Ways of fundraising. And
each city's different in the resources they have
yes.
to help people with particular
yes. and,
needs.
And an idea that we may not have thought of, somebody else is doing and having, you know, a big success. We have a current fundraiser going on, loosely called a fundraiser, a garage sale that we do annually.
Yeah, I just did that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that one
that one comes up every year.
Yep, every June.
Mm-hmm. And you know, do you have other fundraisers throughout the year?
Yes, we do. We started off the year with a baby bottle fundraiser, so we distributed like 4,000 baby bottles mm-hmm. throughout many of the churches in Fort Wayne, and this is the second year we've done that. Baby bottles weigh a lot, full of pennies and quarters, by the way.
Good point.
It's a free workout, hauling those back to the bank. So that was a very successful fundraiser that we did. We have a phantom ball that's coming up, which means it's a non-event.
Oh.
You don't come. You don't have to buy a dress or a tux. So you save all that money, and you can donate it to the Christ Child Society. But
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, we send out invitations for that. And
please don't show up, but here's your invitation.
Yes, send us a lot of money. We also have a women's only golf outing
mm-hmm.
in September. This year's will be September 21st at the Pine Valley Country Club. And we usually have 100 ladies. Any female could come in and join us, and there will be some information on our website on that. So that's always a fun event, and we're one of the few, apparently, women only, you know, golf outing fundraiser like this in town, other than Vera Bradley, probably.
You, while you just reminded me of this, what is your web address? And we'll give it again at the end of the program, too.
It is www.christchildsocietyfw.org.
Okay, let's take a quick break here.
Sure.
And then when we come back, I have some more questions about some of the other programs that are available through the Christ Child Society here in Fort Wayne. And we'll talk about that next. Welcome back to the second half of Fort Wayne Feedback, and I'm your host, Carrie Wellman. We're talking with Ann Arnold today with Christ Child Society of Fort Wayne, and you had, in the beginning of the program, mentioned a few of your programs under the umbrella of the Christ Child Society, and one of them was the Women's Care Center and then the Crib Club. So what is the Women's Care Center? Is it it's an actual on-site?
Well, the Women's Care Center is a standalone help for women in need, you know, when they find themselves pregnant. So that is its own separate thing. We partner with the Women's Care Center.
Gotcha.
And we run, as I referred to, the Crib Club, which is basically a store
that's a part of?
It's a room in every Women's Care Center here in town. There's three of them, has a Crib Club.
Gotcha.
So if you're a young mom, comes in and have chosen life for your baby and need extra help, and you've gone to your classes, you earn these coupons, you come up and you can get diapers, baby wipes, shampoo, clothing, brand new clothing, homemade blankets, bottles, pacifiers, I mean, you know, things, things like that. A lot of that, some of it is donated through annual drives, whether it be a Giving Tree in local churches, or sometimes some of the parochial schools will have a baby shower and collect diapers, things like that. But most everything else is all purchased through funds that we raise.
Wow.
So we staff that, and it's open a few days a week, usually when the Women's Care Center holds classes. And just for example, I know on Fridays at the Wayne Street location, the Burmese come, and they'll have usually 90 to 100 women that come through to get goods for their baby,
kids,
their kids.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty busy day down there. We try to have a translator down there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it makes it a little difficult.
So the Crib Club, how old do you go with the merchandise in there? I mean, is it strictly for infants toddlers?
Up to, actually, we have used clothing in there that we will also collect, but up to about size 6.
Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, most of it's, you know, really, you know, the newborn to 2 years, and but we try to, obviously, there's more multiple children that these families have, so we try to help.
When you have a child, you need so much
too.
At the very beginning.
Right.
And, you know, and you can spend so much money on that, and then before you know it, they've outgrown that, or they've, you know, gone into another phase, they don't need that anymore.
Right.
So what a great benefit to have that. Yeah. In Fort Wayne.
Yes, I think it is for the moms.
Now, is it easy to get donations for that particular store? I mean, you said you have some gently used clothing as well. Do you take actual donations for that, or is it primarily you guys taking the monetary donations and buying for that? Do you know what I mean?
It is both. Again, I think most of our donations would come through parishes, the local parishes. Whether it be a Giving Tree, a class, a grade school project, a confirmation class project where they're out collecting something. So usually the biggest donations are in terms of diapers. I had the numbers down here somewhere because we give out close to...
I bet you it's...
Oh, like 144,000 diapers a year.
Oh, my gosh.
So we bundle them. We'll get them in big boxes.
Yeah.
Put them into, you know, 12... So you can imagine how many stacks of a dozen diapers we would have in all the different sizes, from the preemies to the pull-ups. And
But what a great gift, because those too can be very, 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 very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
And the way you go through them, wow.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more, too, about the tutoring program.
The tutoring, we're just in the schools trying to assist the teachers. Mm-hmm. Some of the schools that... maybe don't have as much parental help. A lot of the schools that my kids had gone to, you know, we always had parents coming in to help kids read and help with homework. And some of these other schools don't quite have the funds for that, or They don't have the
resources.
Yeah. They don't, whether it be the parents. Parents are working, whatever. So we have probably about, I don't know, 75 members or so that volunteer once a week or maybe once a month, helping out the teachers. I personally worked out in with the kids at St. Joe's School in the fifth grade, and it's just kind of fun. You get to know these kids. Mm-hmm. And out there at St. Joe's, I believe almost like 90% of the kids are on vouchers, and most of them, like 95%, are Hispanic. So a lot of those kids need a little extra help just because English isn't their first language.
Right, right.
Now, I'm not speaking Spanish to them. We're mm-hmm. speaking English, but, you know, just the way they would read or interpret something, it might come across a little different. So so we're in helping all the grades where we can.
In your volunteers for that program, do they have to go through a special training program or
no,
whatever the teacher asks of them in that classroom and helps with?
Yeah, we do have a lot of several retired teachers that mm-hmm. will volunteer. That's not my background, but I have four children that I raised, a few grandkids.
I think it's a good background.
I think mm-hmm. I think if I, you know, it's that always, am I smarter than a fifth grader thing? Sometimes that's debatable with the things they learn today.
The way class, I know
it is.
It's and in some respects, it's a little intimidating. It's like, wow, could I do that now? I don't know.
I know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're really just there to assist the teachers. And just be an, you know, an extra set of ears and mm-hmm. hands and just mm-hmm. help out a little bit.
So you had mentioned too that you have approximately 200 women
over
who are
200. Yes,
that's a big number. That's a great group.
I say we're a group of moms and grandmas and just trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And have you? How does one go about volunteering or becoming a part of the Christ Child Society?
You could contact us on our website. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of it are people inviting friends to join mm-hmm. Or say, hey, come on down. We're giving out coats today. And we always get a lot of people. People will bring a friend and they're like, this is really neat. I'll join. Uh-huh. And so they join and then we get involved and as I, you know, there's all these different ways to help.
Well, and I was going to ask that too, because we've hit upon a lot of them today, whether it's putting the backpacks together, mm-hmm. becoming a tutor, mm-hmm. Helping with the, you know, at the crib club or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, so do you have offices and do you?
No.
No.
We have a work room down in the basement of the Knoll Center. Mm-hmm. And that's where most of our inventory is kept, our coats. We are storing those out in the lower level of one of the Tippmann buildings, the old Sears building out on the corner of Rue du Soleil there.
Yep.
And so we have no paid staff. Mm-hmm. We're all volunteer, as I said.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Some of the other chapters do have paid staff. Mm-hmm. There's one in Detroit, and they have a children's home.
Wow.
I mean, they have counselors. They have full-time staff. Yeah. We're not that. Not quite yet. I mean, mm-hmm. it'd be awesome to be able to reach out and even be more involved in these, you know, kids' lives, but it's a slow process to get there.
Yeah, but I think Fort Wayne's doing really well.
Oh, we're doing really well.
I mean, some amazing programs here.
Well, and like, for example, the coats, we give out 2,300 coats a year.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not just giving the coats out, it's ordering them and organizing them by size mm-hmm. and inventorying and all that sort of thing. And then when we distribute those, that's like every Wednesday in October. And, you know, the parents are coming, sometimes the kids, but usually it's the parents coming to get them because the kids should be in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's mm-hmm. a free day or something. And along with the coats, for example, we give hats and gloves. We have a little 100-year-old lady. She's not a member, but she started knitting these scarves.
Oh, fabulous.
She's 101 now, mm-hmm. and she lives at St. Anne's, and she donates these little scarves for these kids. This year, we're also adding vouchers for boots. So this is the first time we're doing that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So they could use them for shoes if they need it, but that was the goal. You know, a lot of these kids are walking to school, taking the buses, standing out on the mm-hmm. street corner waiting for a bus. We've had a little bit of snow in the past couple winters.
Yeah, just a little.
A little bit.
So the coats program, mm-hmm. Are you collecting coats year round, or does it really start to pick up in the like late summer months or?
Most of the coats have been ordered. Mm-hmm. I mean, we finally are using some, have found a good wholesaler or a couple of buyers that we can utilize. So those kind of get all, they need to all be hung by, you know, like by mid-August, those coats are hung and, you know, we took tags off, whatever you want to, you know, get them all organized. And,
yeah, school year comes up pretty fast.
It comes up fast. It gets earlier and earlier every year.
It does.
But
we could do a whole show on that. I think.
Yeah, let's not go there. Remember the days when you had 3 whole months off?
Yeah, you didn't go until after Labor Day. We talk about that all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to make a donation or find out more about volunteering, are there different avenues?
Probably the best at this point would be to visit our website.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's www.christchildsocietyfw.org.
Mm-hmm.
And on there would be, you know, the contacts. Usually would be send an email to one of us, and the membership head would make sure you get the information to a membership packet. And there's a place to donate on the mm-hmm. On the website, and we're always looking for donations.
And then volunteers could sort of look at the different programs and see where they would be best suited?
Yeah, well, usually we have membership contact you and, you know, come to a meeting and you would, you know, say what your interests are, what you would like to do, and then we'd try to connect you with one of those committees.
Gotcha.
You know, most of our volunteers, we occasionally get requests like, oh, how can my family volunteer? So, well, we're kind of a member-based group, but we try to, you know, mm-hmm. see if they want to join, or I usually have some way you can connect them to somewhere else in the community if it's not going to fit for
uh-huh.
us.
And you said there are meetings. You have regular meetings up here.
We actually
here.
Only have 2 annual meetings.
Oh, all right.
A year. There'll be committee meetings. There'll be, you know, like, for example, backpacks meet mm-hmm. the second Tuesday of every month to assemble.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, days like that. Layettes is a different day. Crib Club is ongoing year-round. We're, like I said, there are 3 centers, and I think they're staffed 2 days a week, kind mm-hmm. of based on when the classes are.
Gotcha.
So we have that. That's ongoing. Tutoring through the school year. Backpacks is ongoing. We kind of have in the background a sewing committee that has made, sometimes they were, maybe they're doing blankets or something mm-hmm. for Crib Club or layettes. Now they're a standalone committee because we branched out and we're teaching sewing to some of the Vincent Village residents.
Oh, nice.
And the, like, young teenagers, mm-hmm. trying to help them, just showing them how to mend clothing.
Yeah,
how
just be more resourceful. And
be mm-hmm. more, make curtains, make, you know, make clothing, or even
that's awesome.
It was just kind of an outreach thing, and so there's a lot of women that want to come and do that. So
we're out of time already. One more time, your web address.
One more time, mm-hmm. www.christchildsocietyfw.org.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Very much appreciate it. We've mm-hmm. been speaking with Ann Arnold today, again, Christ Child Society here in Fort Wayne. And I'm Carrie Wellman, thanking you for joining us today on Fort Wayne Feedback.
This was a presentation of 95.1 Best FM WAJI with your host, Carrie Wellman. Fort Wayne Feedback shows can be found online at fun1017.com at your convenience. To find out more about this week's program, email Carrie at carriebud@fun1017.com. Until next week, have a great Sunday morning, Fort Wayne.